Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alrighty, on a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond, we welcome you aboard to our little three-hour sports radio spectacular. Metal Chris is on the other side. Cowboy B is with us. And Dan Quinn is at the podium. We've missed the first 2 minutes or so. But let's peek in and see if the old head ball coach has anything good to say.
All right, what's up, everybody? As we're getting rolling, I've talked a lot about identity and how we haven't turned that corner on that. And that's so important for us to get that done. And it would be great to have Terry and Debo back practicing today. They are definitely a big part of that. But the nature of our game is fluid and always will be. But, you know, who could be in the game, that could change. But what we do and how we do it, that cannot change. And that cannot be fluid. So everything this week, when I hit with the team, is focused on what we're doing, and probably even more important, it's the how we're doing it. And that's what we're going to dig into, and you know, as we get through the preparation, but what we're doing and how we're doing it. That's where I'm at, and that's what I wanted to get across to the guys, and that'll all in turn bring us back to identity and turning that corner on that, because we haven't yet.
Are you ready? So you said you're going to look at everything on defense. Will we see any changes on defense?
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that go that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. You know, as we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
And when you look kind of as upset as we've seen you after a game the other day, so when you have a game like that, feeling like that, what do you do different this week? Did you dig into more of the defense than you normally would, or other side, or other things than you normally would because of how that feeling?
Yeah, you wanted to dig in as hard as you can, and that's my job, to help solve problems and make sure we're playing like that identity like we like. So I absolutely did, to go back through in 7 games and find out, you know, what did we like, what do we need to do differently, what needed to change. And it was a good process to go through, but the result has to be, you know, on the field, and less hesitation, which increases speed, which increases our ability to go run and hit, and that's the objective.
I know there's still plenty of season left, but you said after the game that you were surprised that the team is at this point. When you kind of look back, even back through training camp, offseason, have there been any moments where you're like, yeah, maybe that led to this, or anything pivotal in your mind that you think kind of contributed to this?
I don't think there's one specific, Nikki, but what I do know, and in visiting with the players too, we felt off, and we wanted to make sure all of us, what did that look like? And it starts, number one, like, man, let's throw a hell of a practice, you know, to go. And when we did talk about from last year to this, what were differences and expectations and those kind of things. But at the end of it, like, it still comes down to, like, you know, the practice, the work, the going for it. And so that's what I know works. And make sure we can all do that together. And so that's where they're at, I'm at. And so the frustration and anger and all those things can turn into the good once you allow all that to work for you in a good way. And otherwise, you can feel tight. And when you're tight, you don't just play as fast and as aggressive as you need to. And I want to eliminate that tight. I was talking about earlier about a hesitation, like a misstep. I think all of those things, when you're tighter and one drop pass feels like the game's over, or, you know, miss here, and that's not it. It's into the next play, into the next moment, and we'll capture that.
When you say that, is that more related to scheme, game day operations, personnel?
I think I'm just relating it to, like, the whole, you know, performance that we've had. So, and I wouldn't say just game day. I think going into it, I'm looking for everything to level up. And we've got an excellent crew together, and we count on one another to get that done. And we haven't turned that corner on our identity of how we need to. And so that's why it is so important to get that done.
Dan, in terms of getting more speed on the field, is that directly correlated to whatever guys are just picking stuff up quicker, recognizing things quicker, all the eye discipline, all the stuff you've been talking about the last couple of weeks, and whoever those guys are, those are the guys who are going to play?
Partially. And here's the reason. Dave, I wanted to go through and look at the calls to say what calls are causing some hesitation because it's expensive, this one to this. And so if we could eliminate some of those calls, I think that would allow, as a unit, for us to play faster. And so I agree. I haven't seen the speed that I've wanted, but I know we have speed. So the part of that is to say, okay, how can we feature some things that we can absolutely go and less hesitation, less misstep, and eliminate that what could happen, and really allow us to play more free. And so that's what I tried to dig in as hard as I could. And now we have to go apply it.
If I could ask you a completely unrelated to your football team question.
Sure.
There's a bit of an investigation going on in the league that I cover a lot in the NBA.
Okay. Yeah.
And
that is.
I was wondering, like, once the season begins and you've got a million things on your plate, how do you kind of reiterate, reinforce, here are the things we cannot do, here are the things, yeah, the associations you cannot have as the season goes on?
Yeah. You want to be able to apply any lessons that you can, whenever that you can. And the league does an excellent job of outlining this. But I do think it's important, whether it's another league, another team, when things come up, that you can take the minute. We have it. Take the minute. Is there a lesson that can apply to any of us? And that's what we do. And sometimes it's in the sport. Sometimes it's in life where it's away from the sport. But it is important. The league does a very good job at the start, but I think anytime you get a chance to reinforce things that could mean a lot, that's a big deal.
Dan, it was reported yesterday that Jaden is not going to play this week due to his hamstring injury. I guess, could you confirm that? And then just with his injury moving forward, is there any long-term concern with, you know, that hamstring?
Yep, he is. That is confirmed. Like, he will be out this week, and Marcus will start. It was Monday. I'm getting my days mixed up, but we knew it wasn't going to be significant, meaning long, but also not well enough to say, okay, in, you know, 6 days, you know, it's ready to go, based on speed and how you would, you know, handle this type of injury. So all of the week will be focused for him on the rehab, in hopes of the following week. And so I'll assess that next week. But as opposed to some practice, some not, just put all of it, you know, all the time and effort into that.
And with Jaden, I know it's been different injuries, different legs, not necessarily related to one another, but is there anything that you think you guys can learn from his injury so far? Or does it just kind of feel like a nature of having bad luck so far?
From the first one, we tried to learn quite a bit to make sure there couldn't be a specific hit that could be avoided. when you're outside the pocket, when can you remain a passer? When can you run? And so that's true for any quarterback that has, you know, the ability to scramble and turn plays into big ones. We're facing one this Monday night, you know, similar in that way, to extend plays and when to remain a passer, when he runs. And so that was the big lesson and takeaway for me on that. And so not related to the hamstring, but I was pleased to see, you know, some lessons being learned for that.
All right, that is head coach Dan Quinn meeting with reporters just moments ago and still out at Command Land in Ashburn. So you finally got the question there. It was driving Metal Chris crazy. He's like, just David, ask the question. And he finally, I don't know who it was that asked the question, but finally somebody asked the question to confirm what had been leaked to Ian Rappaport and then all the other reporters that Jaden Daniels is indeed out. So we got that. But also, Dan Quinn on the defense. And while nothing specific or schematic, it certainly sounds like, as it did on Monday, that they are not close to making the kind of significant change you want them to make. All right, good afternoon, everybody. Once again, we welcome you aboard. We rarely start a show with a press conference, but we thought it was kind of important, being that the schedule got pushed back a little bit, to have Dan Quinn in and to start the show just from the Jaden aspect and from a Terry and Debo aspect. And you heard some confidence there, which is good. And as well, what the hell are you going to do defensively aspect? Which is not good. Which is a situation, as they say, as the boys and girls say. It is indeed a situation. And with that... listen, we knew about Jaden. We're not going to talk about the injury or his future or how injury-prone he is or what have you. Later on in the show, I do want to spend a little bit of time with this notion that Jaden Daniels would be so much better under center and all this other stuff that I hear. And something we talked about yesterday, we got a couple of calls about it, and I gave you some numbers, and I posted some numbers, thanks to Chris in Hyattsville, who is a royal pain in the butt, but is also a nice guy, and helped me out with the imaging of something that you can check out on my timeline, at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621. But we will discuss Jaden Daniels and how maybe better to keep him healthy and how maybe to make him a better quarterback. Because I think the laziest thing we can do is say, well, the only reason why he's struggling this year is because of health. That is not accurate. That is not true. But that is not the conversation for right now. The conversation for right now that I wanted to start the show with on this Thursday is, how do they fix the defense? How do they fix the defense without doing what you all want them to do? And many of you want them to do. I shouldn't say you all want them to do. Many of you want them to do. And that is fix the defense with the tools and the necessity and the available options that they have. So you just heard Dan Quinn say they're working on, quote, trying to eliminate the hesitation, end quote, right? So that was one. Ben Standig put this quote up just a little while ago, and you heard it in the answer to John Kimes' question about the defense, right? And I think that was the first question. Maybe it was the second question from John. I can't exactly remember. But like, hey, what do you think we'll see as we go forward here with the defense? And Dan said, quote, I think what you'll see is improved play. So they're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and he thinks you'll see improved play. What does improved play mean? Does it mean not giving up 38 points to the Dallas offense or the Kansas City offense like you did to the Dallas offense? Because again, remember the last or seven of those points were on the pick six by Mariota. So actually technically 37 points if I'm doing my math here. So, like, is it giving up just 33 points? Is it 31 points? I don't know how you quantify that. But when Dan Quinn says, I think you'll see what you'll see is improved play, what do you think he means by that? Just general across the board? Is there an emphasis on creating takeaways? Is there schematic changes? Is there personnel changes? What? And that's the conversation I wanted to start with today, piggybacking off of Dan Quinn. And that is, how do you fix the defense without doing the scenario, again, that most of you want, which is firing Joe Witt, which is, I think, the laziest and most reactionary, over-the-top, just fan thing to do, and media thing to do, okay? Unless Joe Witt's good to the media and then everybody defends him. But anyway, I digress. That's the easiest thing to do. The second easiest thing to do is what I suggested on Monday, which was, hey man, if everybody thinks Joe Witt is such a terrible defensive coordinator, and they do not think that in the building, by the way, you know, actual real live football people who understand the game and work 100 hours a week at it. If you take away his play calling duties but not fire him, does that change anything, number one? And number two, how does it then move forward, right? If it doesn't work, you don't go back to Joe Witt, do you? If it doesn't work and you didn't fire him today or this week, would you fire him in 4 weeks? Because it didn't work with Dan Quinn as a play caller or Ken Norton as a play caller? And you could say, well, yeah, still, he's the defensive coordinator and he's responsible for the overall plan and the overall defense. Okay, if you want to do that. I think that's kind of silly, but whatever. So outside of firing Joe Witt, and outside of stripping his play calling duties, which I would assume if they were going to do one or the other, we certainly would know by now. I can't say definitively we would know on the play calling thing, because that could just happen on Monday and we could see Dan Quinn on the sideline with the play sheet in front of him, covering up his mouth and the camera focused on him and him being the one instead of Joe Witt up in the booth at Arrowhead. The other thing is, some have suggested that Joe Witt should come down on the sideline. Again, I don't think that does much, but some of you are convinced that it does. So from a philosophical, from a schematic, from a common sense standpoint, what can be done to get us to the point where Dan Quinn said just a couple of moments ago, I think you'll see improved play. And they want to reduce the hesitation. They want to eliminate the hesitation. What can be done? What will be done in your eyes? Personnel change, schematic change. What would you like them to do? I have some ideas. I know you have some ideas and some thoughts. Again, let's keep the conversation focused on not the same that we've been talking about for the last couple of days. Let's focus on, let's not do the Mark and Largo show. Okay? Let's do the Chris Russell show. Let's focus on what schematic or personnel adjustments can be made, should be made, And how would you make them if you were Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, et al., et cetera, to get this defense to have less hesitation and to get improved play against the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs, who are healthy for the most part and are starting to thrive and are the next opponent on Monday night at Arrowhead. That's how we begin right here on a Thursday. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Come and join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond, live on your radio on the Team 980 throughout the DMV and as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. Tune in. And of course, as always, if you miss any part of the show, check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, including still the Odyssey app. Every show, every hour, every day, every segment, everything, every what? All right, so here's the deal. Again, conversation. This is how I want to steer the show. This is how we will steer the show. If you want to talk about something else, don't call. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How do you fix the defense? Besides the obvious of what you guys want, which is firing Joe Witt. That's not what I want. That's not what I believe. That's not what I thought was going to happen. That's not what I think is going to happen. That's right now not on the table. Not saying it can't be, and it won't be, but it isn't right now, okay? So there's a couple of different ways that you can fix this defense, in my opinion. Number one, first and foremost, is you can blitz more, and you can be more aggressive. And listen, we all understand that if you blitz and you don't get home, right? That you could be in big time trouble. Okay, that is fair. That is absolutely fair. I understand that. But you know what? Whatever they're doing now is not working. The Commanders blitz with four men, usually, which is not, well, I shouldn't say. The Commanders pass rush is mainly a four-man pass rush. Mainly a four-man pass rush. According to Sumer Sports, and I've thrown this number out, they are a team that very rarely rushes more than five. It's usually four, sometimes five, rarely six, never seven. As a matter of fact, 5.4% of the time this year, 10 times out of 185 passing plays in the 2025 season, have they rushed six. They have not at all rushed seven, according to, again, Sumer Sports, their Sumer Brain product. Okay? So 5.4% of the time, they've sent more than five. Now, here's the problem, and why I've always taken umbrage with a five-man pressure being considered a blitz, or there being no distinction between five and then six or seven or eight or whatever. And you wouldn't blitz nine. Just using that as an example. Right? If you think about it, if I send five and that is considered a blitz, which it is and has been for decades, how many people are on every offensive line? Do you guys know how many offensive linemen are traditionally on the field for every single snap? You don't know, Chris?
No.
How many offensive linemen?
You're talking about the five standard? Are we counting tight ends also?
Yeah, that's what I mean. No, I'm just talking about the five standard offensive linemen.
Because you got the tight end also, who's
I'm with you, but just offensive linemen. How many are on almost every single snap in the history of mankind in football?
Yeah, it's five.
Oh, okay. And then what did you say about the tight ends? And
that's a question we should maybe ask Doc Walker, what a tight end does exactly.
Right.
But
your point is sometimes and usually
sometimes
there's tight ends involved as well.
And sometimes running backs even.
All right. So if I told you that I'm going to blitz but only send five out 95% of the time, four or five, sometimes even just three and drop eight. If I told you 95% of the time I was only going to rush a maximum of five pass rushers, do you think that puts the odds in your favor when every single play since the history of football, like back in Canton, Ohio, every offensive line has a minimum of five offensive linemen on every snap? Not to mention the running backs, not to mention the tight ends, sometimes more than one tight end, as Chris just pointed out. Sorry, Metal Chris. Sorry. Apologize.
It's a show full of Chris's today.
Yes.
An extra helping of Chris.
But do you get the point that I'm trying to get at? If you're pressuring 95% of the time with five or less pass rushers, the three or four doesn't count as a blitz, but the five does. If you're blitzing the sixth most, seventh most, eighth most in the NFL, that sounds great. That sounds like you're a really aggressive defense. Except you're not! Except you're not! When are we going to wake up, people? When are we going to realize that a five-man blitz can get home, can be effective, if you have T.J. Watt, if you have Max Crosby?
I was going to say, you got to have somebody that's probably getting double teamed.
Yeah.
regularly.
If you have the Myles Garrett, if you have one of those studs, does anybody like that ring a bell on the Commanders defense? Does anybody? So the point being is, if there's one philosophy change that I want the Commanders to come up with on Monday night and move forward with, and I don't care if you get burnt, and I don't care if it blows up in your face, do it! Be aggressive! Arrive violently! Create. Torture the defense, the offense. Make them feel you all night long. Make them feel your breath on their neck. I know why Joe Witt and Dan Quinn have been conservative this year. I know why. I'll tell you why when we come back, but I know why. I'm done with that. I'm absolutely done with that. Absolutely done with that. Starting now. It should have started weeks ago. Now. And before I blow a brain vessel, I'll step aside and get you a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, it's been a busy morning, of course, as we mentioned. You heard Dan Quinn at the start of the show. He officially did rule out Jaden Daniels. Again, no surprise, Marcus Mariota will get the start Monday night in Kansas City, but looks like Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel will be practicing today. Now, the Commanders have a different schedule this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday practices leading up to the Kansas City Monday night, or we will keep you posted on anything there. But it was a wild morning in the NBA and beyond. Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Terry Rozier with the Miami Heat, and others arrested as part of a wide-ranging investigation into illegal sports betting and rigged poker games that were backed by the mafia. Both have been placed on leave from their teams. The NBA confirmed they were among 34 people arrested in an investigation involving tens of millions of dollars, said FBI Director Kash Patel. We'll have more details and thoughts on this later on in the show, but obviously not a good morning for the NBA. Caps off tonight. They're off to Columbus after practice today in Arlington, where they'll take on the Blue Jackets after beating the Kraken the other night. Wizards losing their season opener in Milwaukee last night. Thursday night football will come up tonight, and of course, that will be the Minnesota Vikings and Carson Wentz visiting the Los Angeles Chargers and Justin Herbert right here on the Team 980, and that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sounds like we're out of lowdown, baby.
You don't know the Minutemen?
No.
This is
no.
The song they use on the Jackass show.
All right. Okay. That's all right. Yeah. All right. Welcome back. Good to have you with us right here on a Thursday. So how do you fix the defense for the Commanders? Dan Quinn says, I think you'll see improvement or whatever he said. Word salad. Doesn't give you anything. They're not making any changes. We'll see what happens. Oh, look, they're not going to make any change after Monday night either because it's a short week, right? I'd be stunned about that. But they're not making any changes that they announced. But remember, if all of a sudden on Monday night you start seeing Dan Quinn with the sheet in front of him covering up his mouth and talking into the microphone instead of Joe Witt, or if just you see Dan Quinn and they start talking about it on Monday night, Troy Aikman and the Joe Buck, remember whose radio show you heard it on first. The show that's always ahead of the curve.
Would you call this the Heard It Here First segment?
Probably somebody else stole that. But the point being is you did hear it here first. While everyone else is talking gobbledygook, that was our suggestion. Dan Quinn, call the place. Ken Norton, linebackers coach, former DC, call the place. If everybody thinks Joe Witt's so bad, so incompetent, so overmatched, call the place. Or, in lieu of that, you could actually get more aggressive. The Commanders have blitzed 27.5% of the snaps that they've played, according to Pro Football Reference. Now, blitzed, again, as we discussed, is counted as a five-man or more pressure. Again, five men against five offensive linemen and usually at least one tight end, if not more. That's not a blitz in any realistic sense. Yet, the dopiness of the NFL still allows that to be called a blitz. The real number, the one that you should be like, okay, is the one that we've researched and we've mentioned and we've talked about via Sumer Sports Brain. 5.4% of the time, 10 out of 185 passing plays so far this year, have they rushed six or more? 5.4% of the time, 10 out of 185, 10. And none of those were a seven-man pressure. So that's all six. So even at that low number, think about this. If a team has five offensive linemen and a tight end, one John Bates, one Ben Sinnott, even one Zach Ertz, think about that. You're 6-on-6. And if you don't have a cyborg, like we mentioned, you're not going to win enough. Maybe you put a hurry on. Oh, wait a second. Hurry. Oh. Another stupid thing that you shoebox analytic idiots that live by this crap embrace. You guys with DVOA up your... where the sun don't shine, okay? I had to stop myself there. A hurry is the same thing as a quarterback hit? As a knockdown? It all counts the same? A hurry. Well, I'm hurrying the quarterback. Except the quarterback can run away easily from me and throw a freaking dart.
Yeah,
like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen.
We're talking Mahomes, exactly.
Or Sam Darnold, even. Or Jared Goff or whoever. Right?
Hurry probably only matters when you're talking about pocket passers.
Only.
Yeah.
And even then, we're not talking about the same exact thing. A hurry should never be counted the same as a hit. It should not be one and the same. Yet, all of these number knuckleheads that live in the shoebox of analytics, count it as the same. It's not. So this is the one fundamental change that has to change, or thing that has to change. There's more. I've got more. If you're tired of me trying to suggest how to fix the defense reasonably, maturely, and without trying to just fire somebody because you don't like them, I have more. I will get to more, but I want to get a couple of calls in. Let's get to Mark and Laurel. Not Mark and Largo. No. That's the Mark and Largo. This is Mark and Laurel.
The Mark and Laurel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. How are you, buddy? What's going on, bud?
I'm just going to be real brief. The way the team is constructed now, they have none of the quarterbacks could start. The cornerback could start for any good team in the league. Probably Lattimore. Somebody might kick the tires on him, find a place for him schematically. And then pass rushing. Von Miller was brought in here to apply pressure on quarterbacks. That didn't work out. Plan B was Preston Scott. So the only option they have against Kansas City is call an all-out blitz every day, every down, all-out blitz every down across their fingers. That's the only chance they got, Chris.
Sounds like we're on the same page, brother, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, be honest with me. Am I missing something? There's five offensive linemen on every play, right? I guess there probably could be like some wackadoo formation that I'm forgetting about. But I mean, five offensive linemen is pretty much standard in the NFL, correct? Oh, we lost. Thank you, Mark. Five offensive linemen is standard. Sometimes the phone just craps out. Five offensive linemen is standard. And then there's packages that increase. You could have no tight ends. You could have one tight end. You could have two tight ends. You could have three tight ends. Hell, the Los Angeles Rams, I think, ran like 18 plays the other day with three tight ends in London. And they just mauled the Jacksonville Jaguars. But the point being is, there's a minimum of five. And if primarily you are a four-man pressure team, and somewhat 27.5% of the time, less than one-third of the time, you're blitzing, you're blitzing, or what's considered a blitz, which is a five or six, five plus man pressure, but only 5.4% of that is six man or higher. So most of that 27.5% of the time is a traditional five man blitz against five offensive linemen with no cyborg. You don't have a great chance of making that work. You don't have a great chance of making that work. Let's get to our guy, AAMCO, Athan in Annapolis. What's up, Athan?
Well, just two things here. We'll start off with the football team first. Chris, what do you think is really going to change after seven games? I mean, if you have no depth, the draft picks that they've brought in don't play well. You got guys running into each other still after seven games. I mean, I know you've given some solutions, but do you really think against elite talent in Kansas City, and then I don't care if they're coming home against Seattle or not, and then you got Detroit coming in here? I mean, do you really think it's going to be any better?
No, but you know what? I know what they're doing now is not working. And what I meant to, what I teased before the break, and you know this. This is how my brain operates. If you're getting smoked the way they've been getting smoked, by and large, by good offenses, not even great offenses sometimes, good offenses. If you're getting right. smoked against good offenses and only able to win against terrible offenses, which balances out the numbers, but if you're getting smoked by that, Athan, what you're doing is not working. You're not creating takeaways. Now you're not stopping the run. Now you're short three defensive ends, Dietrich Wise, Dorrance Armstrong, and Javonte Jean-Baptiste. You're not tackling. You're not covering. You're not communicating. You're running into each other. What you're doing is not working under any circumstance in any way. The only thing that they've been able to do that has shown like a little bit of sign of life is add, what's his name? Jordan McGee into the mix. It seems to have like unlocked Frankie Louvu a little bit. And I would say Darnell Savage has made a little bit of an impact, although I didn't feel him last Sunday like I did the last couple of games. So that's it. So at some point, you got to do something different than what you're doing. Not just to do it, not just for no reason, but because it makes sense.
Well, I'll be texting you on Monday when it's 38-10. But real quick, get to the second part of this, okay? Yeah, you know, I think there might be some Linus Winingham involvement in what's going on in the other news. I mean, you know, Chris, your dollar bets might be even implicated in this too. You might have broke the bank when you hit those. But listen, real quick, okay? This would be like a perfect thing. And I wish I had the extra money to do it, but that, like I said, Michael Franzese is a former mob boss. This would be a great interview for you if you can somehow get the station to spend the money to get him to come on to come on to your show. I'm sure, but no. Maybe we could start a GoFundMe. Yeah. Maybe we could start a GoFundMe. Maybe I can hit up Dr. Sabah for a few. Okay, and see if she'll lead the way with this. But I'm telling you, a good 30-minute interview with him about what's really going on, because he ate, slept, and breathed that lifestyle for years, and to get his perspective now, later in life, and what's really about to happen with these guys involved in this, I think it would be a great segment for the show. Not just because I know he would just lay it out there, but it would just give great insight, because this is people's money.
Yeah.
This is people's hard-earned money that they, you know, hey, that dollar goes a long way, especially when you hit for 50.
Here's what I would say, Ethan, and I appreciate you as always, and if you ever want to, you know, front the money, go right ahead. I mean, we won't say where it comes from. But here's what I would say. you know, like, people should be should have like 1 ounce of common sense. And I know that's a lot to ask, but it doesn't appear that Terry Rozier and Malik Beasley, who's going to get arrested probably, and Chauncey Billups and all of these other clowns have really 1 ounce of common sense. I mean, it's that simple. Don't do anything illegal. It's that simple, and you'll be fine. You won't get arrested as the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. I appreciate you, AA. More calls and more reaction coming up straight ahead. How do you fix the defense? 301-230-0980. I'm asking you guys to actually think. I've got more. I'm glad to bring you more, but I'm asking you guys to think a little bit on the Team 980. All right, approaching 2 o'clock on the Team 980 on a Thursday afternoon. So let me give you, before we go any further and before, just hang tight on the phones, we'll get to you, 301-230-0980. Let me just say this. Blitz more, pressure more, legitimate blitz pressure, I think we've spent enough time on that. You know what they have to do, right? Why they don't do it, I don't know. But, well, I do know. They don't trust the guys on the back end. That's why. They think if they put some pressure, somebody will get home, somebody will win, and nobody often does, except against terrible offensive teams like the Raiders or the Giants, right? Or the Chargers. So that's why. They don't trust Lattimore. They don't trust Quan Martin. They don't trust Mikey Sanristil. They don't trust even a rookie, a good-looking rookie like Trey Amos, to consistently 60 snaps win on the back end in their coverage if somebody doesn't get home or if whatever. So there's more than just a philosophy change. There's personnel changes. And something we discussed earlier in this week, caller brought it up. I discussed it. I had already thought about certainly this component. Some people dismissed it. Some people said, good idea. How about this? Moving Marshawn Lattimore to safety. Having Mikey Sanders still go inside to outside corner. And putting Jonathan Jones and or Noah Igbinoghene, but Igbinoghene seems like he's on the outside looking in the slot. How about that? What's the worst that could happen? Do you think it could get any worse against good or elite offenses? Do you really think that? I mean, my guy Linnell, I love him. But I heard him, Marshawn Lattimore can't tackle. He can't cover. He can't play corner. I got to do something to salvage the investment I made in him. Not only this year, the financial investment, $18 million a year, but the 3 draft pick investment that I made in the trade. I got to try something. You know what is not working? Marshawn Lattimore against any good offense or any good, never mind the elite, wide receiver. That's not working. I know that already. I have enough data. I have enough sample size. I have enough film. I have enough video. It ain't working. Change it. Now. Not tomorrow. Now. Not next week. Now. Change it. 158, Team 980, back in a flash. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.